Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. Your girl is finally feeling a lot better. And if you've been following along with the journey from the accident that Gabby and I had back in Indonesia, you will understand just how intense the process of healing has been. It's been faster than anticipated, which is great, but it also came a long way from the infection that I initially had. So I am out there for all the tough girls, and adrenaline is amazing. Like, this stuff really can be addicting, I see, because of how invincible you feel when you're coming out of something that traumatic, whether it's a good trauma response or a negative trauma response. Being in that accident, my body had so much adrenaline after. When people from the village were asking us in translation if we could go to a hospital, you know, they really recommend that. The wounds look really bad. I looked at Gabby and I said, if she wants to go, we'll go. But I think that we're just going to keep going, like driving. So if anybody is now just hearing about this, Gabby and I came back from Indonesia. Well, I actually came back from Indonesia, but she just went to Tokyo, and then she plans on going back to Bali and just isn't ready to go home yet. And her and I really didn't get an opportunity to do a lot of the things that we wanted to do. We were so carried away with all of the events that we had already signed ourselves up for. There's just so much to do and we couldn't fit it all in. And that was even just one town of several. Like, we did some island hopping. We went to Nusa Penida for a day, you know, got to explore some parts of Bali, but at the same time, we didn't do all the things that we said we were going to do, and we really want to go back and enjoy that. And so I know she plans on being there shortly. I plan on going back. If not shortly, then when I return in the summertime and just get myself ready to move to Hawaii. It's official. I'm planning on moving to Hawaii. I'm so happy with this transition. My body feels it. I know it's time, and I'm doing everything I can to get at least the process along for me to release and get rid of everything, all the energy that belongs in the house that I'm in now. As much as I love my space, and I am so thankful for what it's provided me when I've needed that energy, the bright light of natural sunlight all day long, the sunrises, the way to start my day, it just all has felt so much brighter and necessary to get me to where I am today, to be like, okay, it's time to carry on. I've outgrown San Diego. This is no longer my home. I don't feel at home here. And it's not to say that I don't feel welcome, because I have so much family and friends, and it will feel like the small town I never left, as big as San Diego is. And I am so thankful for the connections I've made. I'm so thankful for the people that I've learned from, the experiences I've had, the opportunity to fully express myself the best way that I could through my business with the clientele I've had. I am so thankful for everything San Diego has provided me. However, I also recognize that this space has been a space where I've continuously found different ways to self-abandon in order to fulfill the needs of others, whether it's clients, friends, relationships, family, you name it. I've been a caregiver. I've been in toxic relationships. I've had the experience as an entrepreneur to fall down, get up over time and time again with people who either take advantage of you, take advantage of your energy, take advantage of your opportunities, and they are energy vampires who are no way, shape, or form serving you. They come in sometimes in a disguise too, so you've got to be careful of who you allow yourself, the energy that you allow in as a coach or as somebody who is sharing their knowledge and experience with somebody looking to walk a similar path. And it's totally okay to have these people learn from you, apply it, share it in their own way. That to me is a huge compliment when I have clients who I've coached for several years And then they join my mentorship program and learn how to start a business and coach people in that same fashion because they had such a great experience. They want to ripple out what they've learned from my time as their mentor and to share that with other people. That to me is the hugest compliment I could ever receive. And I think about this as somebody who maybe they, you know, the famous quote of self-made or, you know, I did it all on my own. I want to thank me, like Snoop Dogg has said. Yes, totally understandable. You wouldn't be you and got to where you were able to reach with your success or with things that you're proud of if you didn't show up for yourself, if you weren't there for you when nobody else was. But it also comes down to how much are you willing to accept help from others, because we cannot do this journey alone in life. It does not matter if you are starting or have been successful in a business. It does not matter if you are an athlete. It does not matter if you are a parent or a partner, especially if you are a partner, because you are not here to live life on your own. You are here to connect. You are here to help others. You are here to also receive help from others. And that is something that I personally struggle with more than most people. I'm sure people are out there and you're listening to this thinking like, no, I really struggle to accept help. I bet. Me too. From the people closest to me especially. I've got it. I'll do it later. I hear this all the time from my closest friends. When will you just learn to accept the help? And to go back to a prior story, and not to get too much into it, but I was in a very dark place in the summer of 2021 and 22. And when it was 22, I had just finished up something very personal in my life that was life-changing. And I wanted to overdose on pain medicine. And I did. I took far more than I knew was recommended for anybody who actually needed the medication. I took sleeping pills, Tylenol, ibuprofen, you name it, other like Seroquel. I had took antidepressants. I took it all. I took everything that I had pill form, poured it all into a pile, and I started shoveling the pills down my throat. And I fell asleep. I remember I was falling asleep and I called who at the time was somebody I was dating and told them I was so afraid that I wasn't going to wake up. I was in a state that I was so sad, but then I actually was afraid because I didn't know if I was going to wake up. And a few hours later, I woke up. I was vomiting. Several times. My body got the chills. It lost its core temperature regulation. I wasn't able to sustain homeostasis because my body was trying to at least heat itself up. I felt like I had taken so much as far as Tylenol goes, blood thinners, right? Everything. I took so much medication that I fucked with my body system. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep right. I could barely even drink water, let alone have electrolytes. And that to me was one of the scariest moments of my life. There's a few scary moments I've had, but that was one. There was another one probably about a year or two prior. And then my car accident where I was hit by a drunk driver about 11 years ago when I was 22, almost 12 years ago. Now we have this motorbike accident where Gabby and I got into a huge accident and hit a pothole that was scary to even think about, something that I replay in my mind. And we have somebody who we saw die right after. Like the traumatic parts that people see beyond the physical. People ask, are you physically okay? But they don't actually see, they don't understand the mental, emotional attachments to that physical pain that so many people in this world probably have with their own physical injuries, let alone things that you cannot see. We have no idea what people are going through. the kindest of people, especially. Maybe even somebody who's being a bitch or an asshole. Like, those people are probably going through something that we cannot comprehend. We probably can't even picture imaginable. And yet, I bet every single person here listening cannot picture and imagine the shit that goes on in my own head and the things I've experienced. That's my life story, just as much as yours is your own, for you to own, for you to claim. And it's our decision on how we choose to rewrite our stories. It's our decision on how we choose to show up for ourselves and let our characters follow through. We are here to serve others, to give, to receive, to connect, to love. That's what love all is, all encompassing right there too. But we also need to remember, as much as we are here for other people, we are here for ourselves, and we need to take care of ourselves. And so if you need help, if you need to receive, if you are in a place where you don't feel as powerful, but you are needing that energy from somebody who is willing to overfill their cup for you, please accept it. Please get the help. Because I was too scared to get medical help. I know that adrenaline, like I said, is amazing. And it got Gabby and I to get back on our bikes and continue driving, where we did see the dead body and had the emotional trauma then attached, in addition to each other, watching each other suffer. But I constantly notice that I keep choosing the hard ways. We go home to our hotel that we checked into. We're so hungry, we eat pizza before, right? But we have the tissue from the people in the village who covered our wounds stuck to our skin, so we have to rip this off. Not only that, but the only way that we knew how to sterilize was, so we don't get an infection, was having rubbing alcohol poured onto each other. And Gabby literally said, "I felt like you shot me." We were screaming, sobbing, wailing in so much pain in the showers that night. And then again, we had a horrible night of sleep, stuck to the sheets. Everything that we had was just oozing. It was horrible. And sorry to be graphic with this, but just to give you some perspective here, it would not stop oozing, bleeding, and eventually it got infected. We tried to cover the wounds. The doctors kept telling us the next day when we had gotten ourselves clean, because we actually felt the need to go to a doctor after we had slept in the sheets and had a horrible night of sleep. In that horrible night of sleep, I was having nightmares of other traumatic things that were happening, because my body was still trying to process from the same physical emotions I had gone through in that moment from the accident. My body still needed to process the somatics behind it, because it triggered it to think about other things. And my nightmares followed from other traumas. That freaked me out. And then in addition to that, I remember telling Gabby, I don't want to be the tough girl anymore. I don't want to be that strong, tough girl. I want to go, let's go get help. Let's go to the doctor. We get cleaned up. They tell us to, you know, leave the wounds open. Cool, whatever. All right. We felt better covering them. Somehow they get infected. Doctors say, leave the wounds open. It gets worse. It literally gets worse after I go to the doctor. And yes, they treated a fever. It was great for that. But Indonesian healthcare is not the strongest. And God forbid you have an emergency. I respect and love all cultures and what they do for prayer. But it blows my mind that you have an emergency room where, if there was an actual emergency, there's not a single person on staff that can help somebody, just the receptionist. But if the receptionist can stay there and take information from people, then how come there isn't other staff that can go in shifts? That's just for me to yet, I need to understand that still, because I don't now. But different cultures, different processes, and you know, I'm still frustrated with my experience. But I came back to the United States, got what I needed to have taken care of on my body, and I learned to ask for help. I asked my mom for help. I had her fly out, and that's like something that she even knows. She's been somebody who's like, you never just let me help you. And she begs for moments like this where she can be a mom, step in and take care of me. And she did a damn good job. She showed up there when I got to the airport. I had friends, I had flowers, I had everything I needed, went right to urgent care, got myself treated, learned the process, figured it out the right way. Have my friend Aisha, who is an in-home nurse who works in trauma and ICU, also does mobile IVs. She hooked me up on a double IV twice and came over and cleaned and dressed my wounds and helped me. Like, what an amazing family and friend group that I have, the people, the support. I'm so thankful for that, and I need to learn to lean into their help and to accept and receive that this world isn't just my responsibility to feel like I need to give back, but to also recognize that I'm here to receive. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to receive. And I hope that you take this with you as somebody feels the need to offer your support, or they want to give you some sort of assistance, they want to help you. Remember that help is not just about the person that's being helped. Help can also give that person who's giving the help feel more purposeful. You may be making somebody's day or make them feel so much better about their actions, about their connection with you, all because you said yes to receiving their help. Now, you did hear me clearly earlier when I said that I will be moving to Hawaii. I'm excited to put my foot into a new place that I get to call home, that it feels like peace, where I can just be, a place where I can fully express myself in the best way possible here in this moment in time. I pray that you get to do that as well. I pray that you get to fully be and express yourself wherever you are in this world. And if you know someone that needs this message today, please share this podcast with them. Please share this episode. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you support them, that you're here if they need help. The way that I receive help and feedback from you all is through these ratings and reviews, knowing what it is that I can do to make this podcast even better for all of you. Please let me know how you feel about these episodes so far, what your thoughts are, who I should bring on, topics you want to hear about. I'm here to talk all things movement, mindset, and medicine, and to share that message with as many people as possible, just like you. Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.